Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm a big proponent about reading God's word every day.
Amen.
They say, damn, why we got to read it every day? I'm like, do you eat every day? It's pretty simple. We're going to read God's word every day.
Amen.
But if I just say, hey, do what you want to do, I just pass that responsibility. God called me to be the minister of that home. I have to carry that load.
Amen.
I have to be the husband. I have to be the wife. I have to be the worker. I got to be all of these things. I cannot pass my responsibility. And this is what happens in homes and churches alike. Will we pass our responsibilities to others? When God called you to do something, you have to do it. You have to do it. Now, the good news is, so we must shoulder our cross. Jesus told us to take it up daily and follow Him. Remember, we know where we're going, so we're following Him, so we know we're going in a good direction. So we shouldered our cross. Now, the good news is that we're shouldering our cross. Paul says in 6:2, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, what is the law of Christ? You know, there was these two Pharisees trying to wrap Jesus up one day and ask Him, what is the greatest commandment of them all? What did Jesus tell them?
Love the neighbor as you love yourself.
Love the Lord Jesus Christ, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And those two, you're going to fulfill all of them. You're going to fulfill all of them. So when we bear one another's burden, think about it. When we're going through life and we see someone struggling, doing what God told them to do, they're working in the ministry, they're toiling, and they're still going, but they're getting tired. I tell you, we get tired when we take our focus off of God. We'll start complaining. Whenever we start complaining, people don't want to be around that. How many people want to be around someone that's every time you come, that's all they got, something negative to say? Complaining. Never an encouraging word. They just complaining. God don't want us to carry that burden. He don't want us to get a complaining spirit. But those that are working and say, hey, God is going to make a way. God is going to work it out. God is going to do this. That person is continuing to go forward. That means God will send people by to help you out.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Because you see that person standing on the watch wall of faith, and they're continuing to do the service God told them to do. And you see it. And as a child of God, when He says, bear one another's burdens, you see that, and you're going to go by there and lift them up. Say, what can I do for you? Many a times we see people struggling, and we never bear one another's burden. If you see someone struggling, remember, you see it. That means God put it in you to see it.
Yeah.
God is working through you. You are God's hands and feet to do something about it. So many times people, Christians alike, they'll see somebody going through something. Hey, brother, I'm praying for you. I need some help. I need some food. You're just going to pray for me. What are you going to do for me?
Amen.
The Bible's saying, word and deed.
Amen.
Bear one another's burden.
Amen.
When we see a brother or sister going through something, why are we not stepping in and helping?
Amen.
Prayer is good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Many a time when the people came to hear Jesus preach,
yeah,
you know, they were hungry. He fed them food. He could have said, I'm going to pray for you. Dismiss.
Yeah.
Go get some food. But Jesus fed them.
Yeah.
We have to stop just talking.
Yeah.
And start doing.
Amen.
We have to show some compassion.
That's right.
When we see our brother going through something or our sister, share the burden. Because I want you to understand this. Think about this. If you only think about yourself and want people to give to you, that's not going to be good. But if you are helping others and everybody else helping others, isn't that much better?
Yeah.
You got more people helping you than just you wanting help from somebody else.
Amen.
So always look.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.